This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats lie for sport. They lie about everything. They connive. They will use any trick in the book to get what they want. They are the people who will burn down their own house. They will have a friend come wreck the car. They will do whatever it takes to not have to own up to what they've done. They are the people that perpetrate the biggest insurance scams. You name it. And if you think I'm lying, ask yourself, if you know somebody and you go, I got a friend, he did an insurance scam, I'll guarantee you that person's a Democrat. 99 out of 100 times that person is a Democrat. Looking for a way out for something they did. I didn't like what I bought. I have a friend whose wife, she will buy a garment, leave the tag in, tuck it under so she doesn't have to do it. She will wear new shoes, put these things on the bottoms of them so they don't scuff. She will wear an outfit out, then take it back. As one of my friends says, funked up all to be danged, and take it back. And doesn't buy clothes. Goes out, shops that day. Now, that's if you can buy off the rack. She's a little heftier now, so she might not be able to do that. But back when she could, that's what she did. If she borrowed something, you never got it back. Look, staunch Democrats. Staunch! Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Let me tell you, if you are that way as a conservative, I would tell you to check yourself. Because, see, conservatives say this. They say, if I borrow something, you get it back. We want you to get it back in better shape than we left it. I will tell you, I had Democrat tendencies when I was a youngster. I never was a Democrat, but I would borrow things and forget about it or whatever. But as you get maturity and you say, you know what, somebody worked hard for this. I'm going to make sure they get it back, that it's clean, etc. That's what you do. And I didn't do that. But you mature and you learn this is the way you gain responsibility. And you teach this to your children. You teach them earlier and earlier. One of the things I'll tell you, we rarely took, white people come to your house. They got a bottle of wine or they got flowers or they got something. They got the bread for the meal. Always. It used to shock me. I was like, man, you don't have to bring that. I know. They hand you the wine, hand you the bread. We went places. We didn't do that. Now, in our defense, my grandparents always bought chicken. We'd send you up to churches with a $10 bill and say, go get a family pack. But we didn't bring anything. And now, I'm older. Every time I go to somebody's home, I'll take a gift. Here you go. I know you don't need it, but you get it. You pay it forward when you do something. Maybe we're all passing along the same bottle of wine, but at least you do it. Democrats' lies, though, folks, are insulting. And they're insulting because the lies are so obvious. I discussed Hunter Biden in the previous hour. What a ridiculous subject it is to be discussing Hunter Biden. We are talking about a kid who has been screwed up most of his life. I'm talking about a long time. I don't even necessarily blame Hunter. His loving father, his doting father, Joe, is the enabler of Hunter Biden's pathology. And he's enabling him out of guilt. You want to know why? Because Joe Biden was a horrible human being. Still is. Hunter Biden watched his dad lie his way through life. From the beginning, from the moment his mother, Hunter Biden's mother, drove that truck in front of a semi-truck in order to kill the entire family to show old Joe. And Hunter Biden survived that. Joe Biden took his deceit to a whole other level. And so now, we are dealing with the ridiculous story of a guy that says, oh yeah, okay, so what, I do coke openly, partake in prostitution openly, flaunt money that I don't really own, that I didn't earn openly, with jobs I have no experience in because I leverage my father's reputation in order to do this, paid him off, paid off my uncle, you know, built the family business, so to speak, and I'm covered under the blanket of leftism. And we're talking about it as if, well, I don't really know what he did. I mean, the left are trying to convince you that this guy who got kicked out of the Navy, by the way, Hunter Biden went into the Navy because they wanted to give him a career. They needed to get him some credentials. He gets kicked out, picked up for a DUI, goes to rehab, flunks out of rehab, marries his dead brother's widow, and essentially screws around on her with a pole dancing prostitute, has a baby with said pole dancing prostitute that he doesn't want to take responsibility for, becomes a Renaissance man that just can say, well, you know what, I made some mistakes. And I've already explained what happened after all that, how he got into business and became this bon vivant global, geo-global mogul. He's a mogul. He's a multimillionaire that cries poverty whenever it's convenient for him. John Stewart slammed Hunter Biden. This is the former, you know, comedic hack, but he's at least getting some level of sanity. And he says, you know what? That is corrupt. This is his quote, corruption straight up off the bat. How do you get on the board of a Ukrainian energy company? He made this remark in an episode of The Problem with John Stewart. And let me tell you, he's trying to get people to pay attention to him again by using sanity, using what we already know. Stewart and his guest, they write, British journalist Gabrielle Gatehouse, were discussing how Hunter's infamous abandoned laptop, exposed by the Post in 2020, but in the possession of the FBI, by the way, in 2019, was initially downplayed and branded a conspiracy theory by mainstream media ahead of the election. Now, they say while the host appeared to dismiss the laptop's contents, he said the 52-year-old first son's involvement on the board of Burisma, for which he was paid $1 million a year, according to invoices found on the laptop, was corrupt on its face. I don't need a laptop with like a hint of circumstantial evidence, Stewart said. Now, tying Joe Biden to it, that's going to take some digging. It won't. Just a fraction of the digging is all it'll take. Because we know that Hunter Biden didn't do this magnanimously. Joe Biden's not going to, he's like, okay, son, you're going to do this, but you got to get your dad involved, but you got to keep it as clean as you can here, you know, because we don't want to be dealing with corn pop, you know, I don't want to rub it on my hairy legs. He finishes by saying, welcome to the effing world, and I think it's a huge problem on its face. Forget about any secret laptop. Well, he's 100% right. We got more to talk about. How about Paul Pelosi?
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So at the top of the show, we told you about the pretty amazing report that aired on the Today Show this morning about what happened inside Paul Pelosi's home. But then that story got Epstein'd. The guards fell asleep, the story killed itself and disappeared. It's been scrubbed from the internet. But we kept a copy so you could see it. Here it is.
Sources familiar with what unfolded in the Pelosi residence now revealing when officers responded to the high-priority call, they were seemingly unaware they'd been called to the home of the Speaker of the House. After a knock and announced, the front door was opened by Mr. Pelosi. The 82-year-old did not immediately declare an emergency or try to leave his home, but instead began walking several feet back into the foyer toward the assailant and away from police. Why Pelosi didn't try to flee or tell responding officers he was in distress is unclear.
We still don't know exactly what unfolded between Mr. Pelosi and the suspect for the 30 minutes they were alone inside that house before police arrived.
Wait, they were alone in the house for 30 minutes before police arrived, and Pelosi didn't seem upset when the police finally got there? What is that? Well, we don't know. We do know that almost immediately after that report aired, NBC News deleted it from their website and also from Twitter. On the NBC website, an editor's note reads this way, quote, "The piece should not have aired because it did not meet NBC News reporting standards," end quote. Well, NBC News has no reporting standards. This is the company that leaked the Access Hollywood tape to the Washington Post to destroy Donald Trump before he became president. It's a political organization, obviously. It has no standards. But just to torture them, we called over to NBC News and asked, well, why exactly did you do this? And they refused to tell us. But we can recap what we know. And again, we don't want to be talking about this in the first place, but the president of the United States is claiming that Paul Pelosi was attacked by some kind of right-wing Trump voter or whatever. So here's what we know. Last Friday night, Paul Pelosi called 911 to report that his, quote, friend was in the house. That friend was David DePape. David DePape is an illegal alien, drug addict, hippie nudist, living in a school bus with a BLM sign up front. Kind of a classic right-winger, right? So initial reports told us that DePape was, when the police arrived, in his underwear. Then local news retracted that claim for reasons no one ever explained. Then, according to NBC, when police arrived, Pelosi didn't try to run. In fact, he walked back toward David DePape. What the hell? We hate even to speculate about any of this, but they're forcing the issue because they're telling us that this was a replay of January 6th. So we have a right to know what exactly it really was.
Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Network. So that's kind of an update to the Pelosi lie. Yet another one right in your face. As with all things leftist, folks, let me tell you, they are not going to report the truth. Democrats will claim that they want to get to the truth. But when the investigation actually happens, Democrats batten down the hatches. And that's what they're doing with this Paul Pelosi story. And I know you're going, yeah, look, forget the story. What I'm talking about on this show is what this story represents. I want you to imagine, again, this is an easy thought exercise. Imagine if this were a Trump son, or it were Trump, or it were somebody else who determined. Name me what it could be on the Republican side where we wouldn't be getting to the bottom of it. Particularly if we were saying Democrats are the people that are attacking there, because as Tucker alluded, they're saying this guy, David DePape, was some right-wing nut job who attacked Pelosi because of his politics or because of Nancy's politics. I don't know. I'll believe Tucker. Did they scrub this story? He says they did, but he kept it. I don't know. Go Google it. If you can find it, or go on YouTube. See if you can find it. But I find it interesting because the guy who wrote the story at NBC, we'll get to this in a bit, he got fired. I think he got fired because he dare say, here's what happened. And it's pretty much exactly the way that story right there was depicted. That clip that Tucker played. Police arrived, knocked on the door. Pelosi opens the door, doesn't bolt out. They arrive 30 minutes after the call. There's Pelosi. There's David DePape standing in their underwear or whatever, from what we're told here. The guy, his name is like Al, I'll get it in a second. But this guy reported what he was told, and he's being fired. I think he's been fired. They write this. His former senior advisor, COS, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, Director of Investigations and Center for Immigration Studies, John Freer, tweeted, FYI, sources in ICE tell me that San Francisco is not allowing officers to interview Paul Pelosi's attacker, David DePape. DEMS and SFPD are siding with the alleged attacker. ICE routinely interviews interviews jailed aliens to determine appropriate next steps, backgrounds, etc. So nobody gets to talk to David DePape. This is the guy who's supposed to be a right-wing zealot, an attacker of Nancy Pelosi's husband, a guy who, I don't know, like I said, he's a guy that probably was one of the attackers of Jussie Smollett. ICE can't interview him. And San Francisco PD and the Democrats are siding with the attacker? What? Over Nancy Pelosi's husband? As I've said on this show many times, I smell a rat when it comes to this story. What are the Pelosi's and the Democrats hiding about this story? Now, here's what is most interesting. It wouldn't matter to me. I don't care if Paul Pelosi is gay. I don't care if David DePape is his gay lover. I don't care if Nancy and Paul have that type of relationship. That's their business. I don't care about any of it. Until you bring us into it. When you say, oh, he's a right winger and he beat up on Paul Pelosi because he's a Trump supporter and he's an America First maggot, as they like to call us. Well, you bring us into it. So then I want to know, who is this guy? If you're saying he's such a bad guy, well then, absolutely I want, if he's associated with us, let's figure out who he is. Let's get rid of him. He should not be involved. You know, I could go on, right? Needless to say, folks, these sordid rumors persist about Paul. Think about it. Paul Pelosi, he's been in the news more than Nancy, and she just lost the gavel. This dude was drunk driving. They tried to lie to get him out of that. He finally fessed up and said, okay, nolo contendere, I'm going to plead, you know, no contest, and it'll go away. Trust me, it'll go away. You're going to forget about it, I'm going to forget about it, we'll all forget about it. But then he goes and does this next thing, which we'll be back to talk about.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New home sales are on the rise. Federal officials say they jumped by 7.5% in October. It came out to an annual rate of 632 units. The number was helped by robust sales in the northeast and southern regions. The man accused of shooting and killing six people at a Walmart in Virginia had multiple rounds on him. That's according to a tweet from the city of Chesapeake. It also confirmed he had a handgun. He was dead already by the time police arrived at the scene last night. In an earlier update, police said the suspect died from what's believed to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Accused Club Q shooter Anderson Lee Aldrich appeared at a court hearing via Zoom Wednesday morning. He's accused of killing at least five people and injuring 17 others at the club in Colorado Springs. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So many inconsistencies in this story about Paul Pelosi's supposed attack. And I wouldn't care about it except that there's always inconsistencies when it involves Democrats. What is really going on here? Is this something that we... Because, to be blunt, I don't care. And I mean, other than the human side of me, I don't want anybody attacked. I don't want Paul Pelosi attacked. He's an old guy. But if you try to make it sound like he was attacked at some sinister thing, I'm shocked there's not a gun involved somewhere because Democrats love their guns. Well, apparently, Paul Pelosi only got attacked with some guy's penis because it doesn't appear that there's been anything else going on. They ran a news story. Paul Pelosi, 30 minutes after the police were called, opens the door. Doesn't declare an emergency. They can see David DePape, his so-called attacker, in the back. And Paul Pelosi goes towards DePape as the officers are questioning him. He walked backwards. So what's going on here? The Democrats want to portray us as the attackers. We're the ones who apparently are giving Paul Pelosi, oh, what were they doing? I don't recall us doing anything. Anyway, this guy Freer, he's talking about this. He says DHS statements on DePape have been short and vague, likely because ICE hasn't had a chance to talk with him. The sheriff of San Francisco has a pro-criminal alien policy that blocks DHS and ICE from interviewing jailed illegal aliens. So you would think that if they really want to know what's happening here, they'd say, waive that. We're going to waive all that. This guy attacked the husband of the then Speaker of the House. So what's going on? Short and vague statements? You can't tell us what's going on for public safety? Isn't this for the greater good? Here's another thing. Another story. An attack on the spouse of now former Speaker of the House is of considerable interest, but the San Francisco DA refused to provide documents and video of the police activity at the home of Pelosi, where David Wayne DePape was arrested following an assault on October 28th of this year. Among the items the DA Brooke Jenkins refused to release are a recording of Paul Pelosi's 911 call, and police officers' body cam footage. Now, Isn't it funny that if somebody attacks a brother, a black dude or a black woman, and certainly if it's a cop or whatever, we want to see footage. We want to see, show us the body cam stuff. Nope, not here. They said Nikki Moore, assistant district attorney, took the unusual step of providing some details about the incident via a California Records Act request. They said the two persons present at the Pelosi home when SFPD arrived were Mr. Pelosi and Mr. DePape. Please see the online posted document that reflects that Mr. Pelosi was the only person in the home at the time of the attack. And it goes on to give you a link. It says you can obtain an official copy of this court record from the Superior Court. Interesting. The two persons present, I'm going to read that again. The two persons present at the Pelosi home when SFPD arrived were Mr. Pelosi and Mr. DePape. Please see the online posted document that reflects that Mr. Pelosi was the only person in the home at the time of the attack. That's weird. I don't get it. Anyway, he goes on to write this. In our November 2022 request to the DA, we noted a news report stating that news organizations had been rebuffed on similar requests, and pursuant to the California Public Records Act, we asked for, in addition to the recording and camera footage, all records of communications, including emails and text exchanges between the DA's office and the San Francisco PD concerning the incident. We also asked for communications with federal agencies, including the Justice Department, the Capitol Police, and the FBI. We asked for the identities of the persons at the Pelosi's home at the time of the incident. In declining the information we requested, Assistant DA Moore cited Section 6254, California law, which governs records requests, and specifically subsection F, which allows for withholding of the public of certain records of investigation conducted by the Office of the Attorney General, DOJ, and Office of Emergency Services, and any local police agency. So they have discretion on what they release. She goes on to say, there is significant public interest in the terrible attack on Paul Pelosi, and it's odd that local authorities are withholding basic information about the incident. Now, when he was, they said in the previous incidents in September, they received records from the California Highway Patrol Public Records Unit, which included 44 photos and 5 hours of audio video footage depicting the misconduct and arrest of Paul Pelosi. The material shows that Mr. Pelosi invoked his wife's name and shared his police charity membership during the arrest for suspected alcohol intoxication while driving. Anybody surprised to learn any of that? Well, I'm not. Now, I alluded earlier that there was a journalist who put this story out, and he got fired. And this story appeared in Fox News. It's an opinion piece. And here's what this person writes. Journalism is supposed to be the first draft of history. And any writer can tell you that the first draft is filled with errors. Sometimes, no matter how many drafts you try, everything ends up as clear as mud. And here's an example. According to Fox News, NBC News national correspondent Miguel Almaguer reported on November 4th for Today, which is a show, that police didn't know they were responding to the Pelosi residence. Pelosi opened the door for the police, but didn't attempt to escape or declare an emergency, and even walked away from law enforcement and toward his eventual attacker. Almaguer's report was erased from all NBC News platforms later in the day. Now, we played this earlier when Tucker... Let's just do this. Let's play it again.
So at the top of the show, we told you about the pretty amazing report that aired on the Today Show this morning about what happened inside Paul Pelosi's home. But then that story got Epstein'd. The guards fell asleep, the story killed itself and disappeared. It's been scrubbed from the internet. But we kept a copy so you could see it. Here it is.
Sources familiar with what unfolded in the Pelosi residence now revealing when officers responded to the high-priority call, they were seemingly unaware they'd been called to the home of the Speaker of the House. After a knock and announce, the front door was opened by Mr. Pelosi. The 82-year-old did not immediately declare an emergency or try to leave his home, but instead began walking several feet back into the foyer toward the assailant and away from police. Why Pelosi didn't try to flee or tell responding officers he was in distress is unclear.
We still don't know exactly what unfolded between Mr. Pelosi and the suspect for the 30 minutes they were alone inside that house before police arrived.
So there you have it, folks. Welcome back, Kevin Jackson. That's what they reported. That's what all the journalism that occurred in that moment supported. This was Almaguer's report. Nothing differs, and yet they deleted it. They suspended the reporter. They rejected it and suspended the reporter. And again, it makes you wonder what is going on here, because this guy reported the truth. He reported it exactly as it, and you can't even verify why. Because they don't want to give you the actual information. They don't want to give you Paul Pelosi's 911 call. They don't want to give you the police footage that would verify what this guy did. Now, I don't know if it were me, I'd say, no, you're not good. I'm going to get my reputation back because I reported exactly what happened, exactly what was told. Look, I don't know. There'd be no reason for this guy to make up anything on Pelosi here. The likelihood is he's going to provide some cover. Maybe he didn't provide enough cover. Maybe that's what the deal is. But what do you think is going on here when he gets suspended for? And I played the actual clip, and this is what transpired. So again, I'm coming back to, what is the metaphor here? If you don't like, the leftists don't care about lifestyle. What, are they trying to protect Paul from us finding out that he's on the down low or something? I want to know.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Paul Pelosi is but one example of leftist elitism. The man was driving drunk, didn't admit to it, finally did, and for the record, a lot of people do that. You're told, don't admit to it, don't do whatever. Look, at that level, you should just go, yeah, it could be. You got many ways out. It's funny. So people at the lower level go, how many drinks have you had? I had two. You know, then they walk the line, and of course, they've had many more. They get charged, et cetera, and their life gets thrown upside down. His life isn't going to change. What's he going to do? Get a chauffeur? get somebody that drives him everywhere so he can go see his boyfriend. Now he gets caught with his hand on some other guy's pickle, and they try to play it off. Oh, no, they were friends, they weren't friends. He broke in, he didn't break in. He was invited in, he wasn't invited in. I don't know the story, do you? It's really not a story, except that it involves a leftist elitist trying to cover up for his misdeeds. I don't care if the guy's having sex with this man. It's none of my business. I don't care what his lifestyle is. I don't care what he and Nancy agree to or anybody else. Whatever paramours he may have, male or female, or whatever gender they decide they want to be, I don't care. But you know what I do care about? I care about his wife diverting water from farmers so they can water their vineyards. I care about that. I care that he doesn't care. And meanwhile, his life goes on pretty much unobstructed unless he brings some drama to it. And that's the metaphor for this, is we don't really care about these people except where it intersects with us. And in this particular case, we wouldn't care at all except his wife, Cruella de Pelosi, has done things to hurt this nation and continues to. But here's what the bigger question is. How many other Paul Pelosi stories are there? How many other Hunter Biden-like stories? And the reason why I put Hunter Biden-like is because there's nothing like Hunter Biden's story. I remember when it was determined that the Congressional Black Caucus had raised millions of dollars to send black kids to college. It was millions. And they had spent less than $1 million of the, I think it was $60 million. Of the $60 million they raised, they had spent less than $1 million on college educations for the kids, and they had spent millions on lavish events. And you can bet these events were catered by their friends and cronies. And here's what's worse. Of the $1 million that they gave to the kids to go to college, they were giving it to their grandkids and their cousins. It was nepotism at its finest. Go look the story up if you can find it. So when you hear stories about all these people getting off, what's her name? Chelsea. Chelsea Clinton gets a job at NBC making $60,000 an episode is what it amounted to. It was the equivalent of $60,000 an hour. You think she got that because she's so good? Or maybe it was because Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State under Obama and her mom was thinking about running for president and people were saying, look, we can cheat her in if you want us to. And in 2016, they tried, but they weren't quite ready. Now they're ready. These presidential kids, the Bush daughters, fine. They seem like nice girls. I wouldn't say anything negative about them. But here's what I do know. I don't think they got a lot because their name was Bush. I know they got something. There is elitist privilege. No, folks, it ain't white privilege. It's elitist privilege. See, Tiger Woods' kid, he's going to get preferential treatment. Beyonce's and Jay-Z's kids, they're going to get preferential treatment. Chris Rock's kids, I'm just naming a few, they're going to get preferential treatment by virtue of who they are. It's elitist privilege, not white privilege. Black people can participate too. My son, the little bit that I have done in my life, he's gotten privilege. If he were on this microphone right now, he'd say, yeah, I mentioned my dad and this happened or that happened or whatever. It's privilege. And some of us, we go, it's no big deal. I mean, it is who you are. You've earned it. I'll put it this way. I've earned whatever privilege my son gets where they go, oh, I like your dad. Come up here, kiddo. Yeah, I like your dad. Come get a free this or free that. But it isn't me pulling rank. It isn't me going, hey, listen, this is my kid here. Hey, look him up, you know. Representative Comer, he talks about, because we talked about Hunter Biden. This show has been really dedicated to Hunter Biden and Paul Pelosi. Because these are, look, substitute whatever names you want in here. It doesn't really matter. It's elitist. And the most of these elitists are going to be Democrats, the people that get away with stuff, the Bernie Madoffs, the Jeffrey Epsteins, the Harvey Weinsteins of the world, the Hillary Clintons. Hillary Clinton should be in prison. We all know this. Maybe Bill wishes he was. Here's Representative Comer talking about Hunter Biden's activities as it relates to all the stuff that we know he's guilty of. Here's a representative, and he's essentially saying, we're going to get to the bottom of this. I don't know if I believe it, but I'm glad at least we're talking about it.
Committee Republicans have spoken with multiple whistleblowers from numerous schemes involving the Biden family, reviewed Hunter Biden's laptop, and received documents of previously unknown transactions. What we found are business plans aimed at targets around the world based on influence peddling, including with people closely tied to foreign governments like China and Russia. Many transactions related to these businesses have raised red flags at U.S. banks. A suspicious activity report, or SAR, is a document a bank must file with the Treasury Department when a transaction is suspected to be related to money laundering or fraud or other types of criminal activity. According to media reports, the Biden family accumulated over 150 SARs. One SAR generated by an American bank to the Treasury Department connects Hunter Biden and his business associates to international human trafficking, among other illegal activities. The money that was being made from foreign principals in the same room as Joe Biden was increasingly spent on furthering illegal activity. The SAR showed that Hunter Biden was conducting business with suspected human traffickers.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. That was Representative Comer saying some of the things that we had played earlier in another clip. But here's what's most interesting to me, besides the human trafficking element that he's talking about, is Hunter Biden admits in his own words, forget his laptop, he said, I was involved with a Chinese spy. He was very concerned that they were throwing him to the wolves, and his daddy called him to say, yeah, I think you're going to be okay. But here's that clip.
I get calls from my father to tell me that the New York Times is calling, but my old partner, Eric, who literally has done me harm for I don't know how long, is the one taking the calls because my father will not stop sending the calls to Eric. I have another New York Times reporter calling about my representation of the, literally, Dr. Patrick Ho, the spy chief of China, who started the company that my partner, who was worth $323 billion, founded. It is now missing. The richest man in the world is missing, who was my partner. He was missing. He says, I last saw him in his $58 million apartment and signed a $4 billion deal to build the fucking largest fucking LNG port in the world. And I am receiving calls from the Southern District of New York, from the U.S. Attorney himself. My best friend in business, Devin, has named me as a witness without telling me. In a criminal case. And my father, without telling me.
I know what I heard, and I heard Hunter Biden in a panic, admitting to being involved with the Chinese, one of the richest guys, involving with something to do with Chinese spies, and he's concerned that daddy may not cover for him. I mean, this is insanity. I keep coming back to what else needs to happen for the left to wake up and say, look, we at least have to hold ourselves somewhat accountable. Look, I'm not going to tell investigators where to go, but I would say 150 suspicious requests regarding your banking, 150 plus, these are transactions that raise red flags. And if you're an ordinary citizen, let me tell you, somebody's got you by the woo-hoos, because you are not going to get out of this. But we're watching case after case. When is enough enough? When does elitism end?
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.